The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground.
I know I'm always saying that I hate cliches. Don't hold my head in movies, oh, and by the way, don't you dare go trying to kiss me.
Suddenly ourselves. Wonder who'll stop and stare. Wonder what we'll share. Don't know if we have the same intention. Is it lonely? I know. But suddenly it changes. It changes.
Red sky fell, my senses died. Ground. You just heard the songs To Hell and Back from Rabbit Folk, and before that was Jia by Bell's Atlas, and the first song that you heard in this episode was called Overrated by Dana. I just spun the fortune wheel to get my daily bonus on the Tami app, and I got a free rollback. If you don't know what I'm talking about Tami, the newest LGBTQIA+ social networking and dating app. Every day you log in, you get to spin the fortune wheel and claim a reward. Today I got a rollback, which means that if I'm swiping too fast and I want to go back, I can use my rollback and go back in time. You can also get free boosts and chat requests. And yeah, you get one every day, so that's pretty cool. There's been a lot of new people popping up in my area. I get the notifications when new people join, and I've been making some new friends on there. If you find my profile, send me a message, let me know that you heard this, and I'll send you some Homo Ground swag. Shoutouts to Gianna, who found me this week. Also, if you know of any queer recording studios in LA, let me know, because someone sent me a message asking if I knew of any studios. To check out the Tami app, you can head over to their website at tami.com, that's T-A-I-M-I.com, or check out the episode notes, homoground.com/episode250, and you can find links there.
pushed the button, the lights immediately changed. Though it was a coincidence, I couldn't convince my brain. I thought that I was magic, and I thought it would last all day. But as soon as I hit the next set of lights, it quickly went away.
That last song you heard was called Songs Are All We're Left With from Secret Emchi Society. Before that was All the Sun by Milo, based out of Brooklyn, New York. And the song that you heard after the break was called Plovers by Piccolette from Australia. To find out more information about all of the music you heard on this episode, head over to homoground.com/episode250, and you'll find links to all the musicians. And also follow us on Instagram, because we post highlights of all the musicians that we feature on the mixtapes, plus more. Like upcoming events, like our Queering Capitalism Market that's happening this Sunday, December 15th, in Brooklyn at $3 Bill, a queer-owned bar and venue. We're so excited to be organizing this event with our friends at Yeah Dog Vegan Hot Dogs, and we've got a lot of amazing vendors. It's going to be packed with tons of awesome handmade goods, some artwork, jewelry, herbal tinctures, embroidered pins, delicious vegan treats, some adaptogenic hot chocolate, and more. We're also going to be raffling off a bass guitar. Raffle tickets are $1. We'll also have our time capsules available. Our time capsules are little packages containing pieces of Homoground history from over the past 8+ years that we've been doing this podcast. Each time capsule contains artifacts in the forms of CDs, stickers, buttons, and more. And they'll be very affordable, and they'll be great gifts for friends, especially friends who live far away from you. Maybe you have friends that live in areas where they might not have access to events like this. They might not have venue spaces where queer bands come and perform at. So this is a great gift to send to that friend who loves music. As always, shout outs to our Patreon supporters, Michael Bacon, Ashley Amon, Chris Lane, Willard Joyce, Adriana Martinez, Brian Shields, D, Corey, Lucenti, Queer Public Podcast, Kim Baglari, Joseph Martin, Fernanda Delgado, Lucy, and Jordan La Liaison. It's so awesome to say these names week after week, because a lot of you I've gotten to know on a personal level, some just by following you on Instagram and getting a glimpse into your life and seeing the things that you're working on and the things you're doing. I know some of you are traveling the world, some of you are creating art, going to shows, working on awesome projects, and just being rad human beings. Thank you so much for supporting Homoground, and if you're financially able to, head over to homoground.com/Patreon and join our Patreon community there. And of course, you can find Homoground on all the social media platforms. I was going to say send us a message on Instagram, but that's like the thing I'm trying to get away from as I'm talking about these events that we're doing, like Queering Capitalism and trying to divest from toxic corporations and supporting our own community. I also feel a little contradictory, because here I am posting on Instagram and creating a Facebook event. I think it's up to me to get off of those platforms, but then what? Then you lose your community in a way. So I don't know. I'm very conflicted about it. If you have ideas, or maybe you're conflicted about it too, I just want you to know that you're not the only one that feels this way. And also, don't beat yourself up about it. This is a conversation that is evolving and continuing to be held and talked about with other people. So if you have ideas or want to talk about it some more, hit us up. And this is the 250th episode. So that's pretty cool. All right, that's enough talking for now. And thank you for listening. This episode was produced by me, Scantron, aka Lynn Casper or Riz. I don't know what you know me by, but either way, we'll see you next time. Bye.